From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Helen Stein-Glassons, who doesn't love a good news retail story in these dark and dismal times?
I reckon. I couldn't go past this. I mean, because outside of Briscoe's, news flow from retail has been pretty downbeat, hasn't it? Yeah, but here we have a retailer with what looks on the face of it to be a positive result announcement. So well done, Helen Stein-Glassons. Yeah, as you've said, there's a fair bit of doom and gloom out there. I mean, interest rates have sucked the life out of discretionary spending. But there are retailers who have been able to respond. And the other thing I like about this, Mike, is apparel has been one of the hardest hit retail sectors as well. So Helen Stein Glassons, they're due to announce their full results on the 30th of September, but yesterday they provided a trading update ahead of that release. So this is for the full year, for the 12 months ended 1st of October 2024. Sales, $436 million. That's an increase of 6.3% on the previous year. Improved gross margin, which is an achievement. So that revenue translates into gross net profit before tax, expected to be within the range of $51.5 to $52.5 million. That is a 14.5% improvement on last year. After-tax profit was also higher. So a couple of comments are significant cash reserves, well-maintained stock levels. All sounds pretty good. Now, they didn't go into a great deal more detail than that, so we will have to wait for the full results on the 30th September to corroborate this. But on the face of it, looked pretty good, and the share market rewarded that yesterday. Rewarded the upbeat tone. Share price up 7.2% to $6.40. So yeah, on the face of it, well done.
Very good indeed. I'm glad you raised this again, because this debate between the Reserve Bank and the government, and you talked about this, I think it was yesterday. The government spending in Australia is allegedly driving inflation, and this is the standoff. And so Michelle Bullock, was on the record yesterday.
Yeah, so RBA Governor Michelle Bullock gave an on-the-record speech in Sydney at lunchtime yesterday. Now, yeah, there's a whole lot been going on this week. The RBA's taken a bit of flack this week. Now, it started from none other than Treasurer Jim Chalmers, who over the weekend said that high interest rates are, in his words, smashing the economy. And it all descended into political shenanigans, with the opposition claiming that the Treasurer was beating up on the central bank. Chalmers came out and he did a media blitz on Tuesday. I think he did three TV or radio stations in 30 minutes or something to try and explain his position. Bullock's address was at a fundraising event that the RBA governor has traditionally attended now for some years. So she didn't specifically come out. She had the opportunity, but she basically reiterated the bank's position. She defended the hawkish position that the bank has taken. She again ruled out an easing of policy settings in the near term, stated that inflation remained high. The bank is vigilant to further increases in inflation, and made the comment that high interest rates were the lesser of two evils when compared to high inflation. So it was she took a fairly stern stance. So it would appear that there is no chance of the RBA bending to political pressure. But yeah, it's been a big week for those guys over there.
I like the cut of her jib. Now, the number, the 99,000 number overnight, and I'm looking at the Dow, are they freaking out again?
No, they're not. So the reason they're not is, so last night we had a couple of labour numbers. We had the ADP National Employment Report, where 99,000 jobs were added in the month. Now, that was well below consensus estimates, which were around 145,000. So this then prompts the recession fears. But then you had jobless claims came out last night. So this is the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits. That declined. It fell 5,000 to 227,000. So that then argues against the recession argument. So it doesn't really give you a clear read on where the big non-farm payrolls number will come in over the weekend. You also had the Institute of Supply Managed Services Index that was 51.5. That's sort of expanding. Six out of the 8 months in 2024 have been expanding, so very mixed outcomes. And we're actually seeing exactly that on the share market outcomes, where we've got the S&P 500 and the Dow small down, but the NASDAQ is up. So, no clear picture.
What are the rest of the numbers?
Yeah, so the S&P 500 down 0.11%, the Dow is up, down 0.36%, but the NASDAQ is up 65 points, so 0.38%. So who would know? We'll wait and see. The FTSE 100 down 28 overnight, 8241, about a third of a percent fall. The Nikkei was down 1%, 390 points, 36657. Shanghai Composite up 4, barely changed. Yesterday's the Aussies, in response to the shenanigans around inflation interest rates, are actually gained 0.4%, 32.7982. And we had a storming day on the NZX 50 yesterday, up 125 points, 1%, 12,678. On the currency markets, one Kiwi dollar will get you 0.6220 against the US, 0.9235 Aussie, 0.5603 against the Euro, 0.4723 pounds, 89.19 Japanese yen, gold $2,513, and Brent crude still subdued, should we call it.
286 yesterday. I go to the most expensive petrol station in town because I'm an idiot, but 286 on the 98 yesterday, so it's working, so I love it.
There you go.
Okay, mate, have a good weekend. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.